The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and informative episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real and we are always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And today we have a show for you that will affect many of our listeners out there. If you have ever taken a prescription med, if you have ever drank any alcohol, or just go through the basic toxics that we consume in our diet. We are talking about liver health today because your liver is one of the major detoxification organs in the body. And even if you don't do any of those things, if you live in an area where there's many pollutants, you should listen to this show also, because we all need our bodies to detoxify effectively. So anyway, but before we get into the show today, Melody wants to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Well, our main hub is www.cohradio.com. You can also type in crossroadsofhealthradio.com. It'll still get you there, but we try to make it short and easy for you. So cohradio.com. That's our main hub, where you can link over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our main informational webpage. And we are currently over at Emerald offering a really fun I'm Free campaign bonus right now. So just check out the link in cohradio.com. We've always got the I'm Free campaign running, but sometimes there are special giveaways and events there, and there is a link on the cohradio.com page right now. So make sure you go look at that.
And if you like free product, I like anything free, you should definitely go check it out. So we want to support all of you as you give us information about the great results you're having with our products. So please do go check that out. We're really working hard on our social media. Even I am getting a little bit more informed how to function in the social media world. And so we're doing a lot of posting and a lot of interesting stuff for you out there. So please check out our Emerald Labs social media. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Probably Mel's probably like, what are you saying? Anyway, it's at Instagram. It's Emerald
I'm Free. At Emerald I'm Free. That's on Instagram and on Facebook. But you can also check out the show page at COH Radio, and that's on Instagram and Facebook as well. So we've got all sorts of fun ways to connect with you, and there's actually links on the COHradio.com website.
Yes, and I actually, we hired a new graphics person that's producing all kinds of interesting posts and funny posts. So please check out our social media. Anyway, we want to lay a really good foundation on liver health for all of you. And Melody has some really great information about how the liver functions and really sort of from an integrative perspective. But I'm going to let Melody tell you more about that. So, Melody, take it away.
Well, I found a fantastic article that is so good for just anybody who wants to really understand the foundational information about the liver and its functionality. So I wanted to share this with you because, you know, we don't all dig into like deep anatomy classes. Maybe it's been many years since you were in school and you know that your liver is important, but you don't realize how much it actually does for you. So I thought I'd share these little tidbits for everybody. Some of you may already all know this, but I'm going to deliver some good information for you today.
Melody, I think she termed herself the queen of puns. So there you go.
Deliver. I'm so punny. Yeah,
and she's very funny and punny. Anyway.
My husband just rolls his eyes at me because I sit there and I spit out the puns. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen that. The bad joke eel meme where he's just like the eel pops out of the hole and he's just giving this look like he's just waiting
funny.
For somebody to laugh with his mouth gaping open. So I'm the pun eel.
Hey, I just thought John could say, my honey is funny and punny. That would be very good. I can't say that, but John could.
Oh, I'm anyway, so going to have him listen to this one. So the liver plays many, many roles in the body. Everything we breathe, ingest, absorb through the skin, it gets into the bloodstream and eventually passes through the liver. Because the liver is the body's primary detoxifier, keeping it healthy is critical to your overall health, including proper metabolism and function of your hormones. So as unglamorous as it sounds, the liver operates somewhat like a sewage treatment plant. The liver takes everything we put into our bodies, whether it's swallowed, inhaled, or absorbed through the skin, and filters it. The liver's filtration process separates the nutrients that the body needs for energy and all of its other functions, and prepares to dispose of that which the body does not need, such as metabolic waste, toxins, and excess substances. So specific liver functions include converting fats, proteins, and carbs to energy and nutrients, creating bile to break down fats and eliminate fat-soluble toxins and excess substances, including excess hormones, removing harmful chemicals, bacteria, and excesses, metabolizing drugs and breaking down alcohol, storing vitamins and minerals such as iron, storing sugars as fuel, glycogen for future use, so like glycogen's an example, helping to maintain fluid and electrolyte balance, creating serum proteins that act as hormone carriers, creating immune substances such as gamma globulin, filtering blood, regulating blood clotting, and storing extra blood for quick release. So that's interesting because some people only associate the kidneys as having to do with blood filtering. So, you know, it's interesting here. Manufacturing testosterone and the estrogen hormones, regulating sex hormone levels and eliminating excess hormones. So health problems can arise when we put things into our body consciously and unconsciously that are toxic or build up toxicity over time, such as oily processed foods, man-made chemicals, including preservatives, pesticides, and lead from paint or gasoline, alcohol and drugs, therapeutic or otherwise, excess hormones. And health problems can also occur if the nutrients that the liver needs to process toxins or excesses are in limited supply. So like a sewage treatment plant that is short-staffed, if these nutrients are in short supply, the liver cannot process as quickly or as thoroughly as needed. If the liver becomes overburdened because of insufficient nutrients, the toxins or waste build up and the excess can escape back into the body, leading to serious health concerns. So I'm going to stop there because this was like a massive article, but I just wanted to sort of lay the foundation of why really addressing your liver and keeping it healthy is so completely essential, because you heard all of those various areas that the liver touches on in the body. And so if your liver's not functioning properly, or you're overtaxing it, or you're not giving it proper nutritional support, you're going to start to have problems. So, you know, adrenal support, I always talk about adrenal support as being like my number one, you know, like I love adrenal health, but liver support is also super key here. So I just thought that would be really good info to share with you. And on the nutritional side of it, we're going to be sharing some good stuff with you today that will offer that nutritional support that you need.
And I will tell you that Melody, the article that she's reading from, there's a whole bunch more information in there. So you're just going to have to stay with us. We do liver shows periodically. So next time there will be a bunch of new good information that you can learn about. But anyway, this sort of dovetails into my talking point on liver. Actually, in relation to polymorphisms, there are gene defects, which we've talked a lot about on this show, especially in relation to folate and the MTHFR gene. But my wife, for years, my wife Julie, she always had environmental chemical sensitivities with cleaners and things like that. And then she's allergic to cats and other things. And she couldn't take glutathione. I tried to get her to take glutathione. She couldn't take our liver health. And honestly, to my shame, I was kind of like, had the attitude like, suck it up, cupcake. But anyway, that probably...
Until you realized that it was a genetic issue.
Yes. Well, at one point, we talked to Dr. Singler, and he said, you should have a DNA test done. I was like, oh, how do they do that? Well, they just swab the inside of her cheek, and they test on different liver functioning issues. And so we got the test results back. It was not a cheap test, but it turns out there are phase 1 detoxification pathways in liver, and there are phase 2 detoxification pathways in liver. Well, she had polymorphisms or genetic defects in both of those pathways. That's why Dr. Singer said, that's why you can't handle liver health and you can't handle glutathione. even though glutathione would be very important for her to take, he said the only way you could do it is you'd have to start really, really slow, like just a couple granules. Open up a capsule, take a couple granules, and then titrate or build up from there to maybe a capsule a day. And she hasn't been willing to do that yet because it just makes her feel horribly because she sneezes like crazy. Because what it does is it overstimulates the liver. And since she doesn't have the proper detoxification pathways, that's a problem for her. So anyway, there's just so many different things that can crop up like this that I never knew about. And I was like, wow, who knew? But a lot of gene defects, a lot of polymorphisms. And I asked Dr. Singer, what would you correlate this with? Why? Because it's hard to say. He goes, you know, it could be a lot of pesticide usage in the, you know, in the environment. My guess is we have so really screwed up our food supply with synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, things like that. These are some of the effects that we're seeing, but it's really hard to say. But we know that our food supply is definitely not what it was 50 years ago. So
it's nice to know if you go see an integrative medicine specialist like Dr. Stangler that there is more genetic testing that's being done now, because I think that probably many people out there like Julie, who would have never been able to understand what was going on with their body before more recent years. But really, naturopath is the way to go because they will dig deeper and they will give you access to those kinds of studies.
Exactly. And, you know, milk thistle is so important. Years ago, I'll just talk about this briefly, but I had an elevated liver enzyme. You have two primary liver enzymes that are tested for commonly and with integrative doctors and blood work, AST and ALT. And when those are elevated, you've got something going on in your liver that you need to deal with. Well, years ago, I was taking quite a bit of alpha lipoic acid because I had elevated A1C levels, which is a long-term marker for blood sugar control. And it turned out that the alpha lipoic acid was actually causing my liver enzyme to be elevated. So I lowered my dose back down to, I think, closer to 600-700 instead of like 2,000 milligrams, which is where I was at. And sure enough, that's what it was. But I remember when Dr. Singer called me, I could hear concern in his voice. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And, you know, never want to hear concern in your doctor's voice. So anyway, but that was the issue. And my daughter recently, she had an elevated liver enzyme. And we're waiting to retest for that, which I'll give you the update when we retest for that. But it's not overly concerning to Dr. Singer. But nevertheless, these things happen. With that, we are out of time for segment one. So please stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium, as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. We've got a great show on liver health today. Now, your liver is responsible for all these major detoxification pathways in your body. So this is a show that's so good for anybody to listen to. If you missed any part of the show before our break, you can go ahead and catch the archive at any time at cohradio.com. You can also link over to emeraldlabs.com, our informational website, or you can check us out on social media at COH Radio. And that is on Instagram and on Facebook. Now, before the break, I shared a talking point with everybody that sort of laid out the basics of liver health. And Rick was talking about some personal experiences in his own family and with himself as far as liver-related testing being done. And Rick, I know you've got some other good information to share with everybody here.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about Hep C. There's actually hepatitis A, B, C, and then there's also hepatitis D, E, and F, which I didn't even know until I read some of the information from Dr. Stengler. But before I get into that, I just want to mention that there was a study done. Milk thistle was studied in a group of 21 people who had active liver disease or cirrhosis, which, of course, is common among alcoholics. People who took 420 milligrams of silymarin had a 15% reduction in liver enzyme AST and a 23% decrease in the enzyme ALT. So I mentioned those before the break, but it's when you have elevated liver enzymes, it's all about getting those liver enzymes under control. So we'll talk more later in the show about not how all silymarins are not created the same. There's Chinese material, there's European material. Obviously, I'm sure you can guess which one we use, but we'll get into that later in the show. But anyway, I want to read some stuff on hepatitis that Dr. Singer has written. Hepatitis is a general term for the inflammation of the liver, which is the body's largest internal organ, is located beneath the breastbone, extending out of the bottom of the right side of the ribcage. Hepatitis can result from the use of alcohol, drugs, and chemicals, but is most commonly caused by one of several specific hepatitis viruses. One of the liver's functions is to produce and metabolize bile, necessary to break down fats and expel toxins out of the body. With hepatitis, bilirubin, a pigment normally excreted in bile, builds up in the bloodstream and accumulates in the skin. This causes the characteristic yellowish color of the skin and the eyes, as well as dark urine.
Jaundice.
Oh, there you go, jaundice. Classic symptoms of hepatitis include nausea, fatigue, loss of appetite, weight loss, clay-colored stools, fever, and diarrhea. Blood tests show an elevation of one or more liver enzymes, as you mentioned, the AST and ALT. At least six different viruses cause acute viral hepatitis. The main three are hepatitis A, B, and C. As I mentioned, other hepatitis viruses include, guess what? Oh, a D, E, and G, not D, E, and F, D, E, and G. So I just learned that today.
Hepatitis. Skip that F. Go
yeah,
right
exactly.
on by it.
There you go. Hepatitis A, which has a 15 to 40-day incubation period, is highly contagious and is spread mainly by fecal-tainted food or water.
Lovely.
Yeah, I know. And we're finding more of this in Southern California. We have a lot of sort of tent cities here and a lot of homeless people, and they're finding more of these types of things that we haven't historically had, but just because we just are having a hard time housing all these poor people out there. So, but anyway, epidemics are common in the underdeveloped countries. Contaminated raw shellfish can be a causative factor. It can also be transmitted through blood or saliva secretions. Hepatitis A is an acute infection, and people do not become chronic carriers of the virus. It does not play a role in the development of chronic hepatitis or cirrhosis. A vaccine for hepatitis A is available. Hepatitis B has an incubation period of 30 to 180 days. It is contracted via contaminated blood or blood products, as happens with drug users who share needles. It can also occur from sexual contact and less commonly from transfusions tainted with infected blood. People can become chronic carriers of this virus. A wide spectrum of liver diseases is associated with hepatitis B, including cirrhosis and liver cancer. A vaccine for hepatitis B is also available. Hepatitis C has an incubation period of 15 to 150 days. This is the most common form of viral hepatitis. In the past, it was more commonly contracted through contaminated blood. The main causes of hepatitis C infection worldwide include unscreened blood transfusions and the reuse of needles and syringes that have not been adequately sterilized. In developed countries, it is estimated that 90% of the people with chronic HCV infection are current and or former injection drug users or those with a history of transfusion of unscreened blood or blood products. Hepatitis C can also be transmitted by sexual activity and from mother to infant. It is estimated that 3% of the world's population, 170 million people, are chronically infected with hepatitis C virus. I'm going to stop there. There's a lot of information on hepatitis C, but I just don't want to get too far in the weeds. It's a lot of really good information. Bottom line is hepatitis is a big problem, and inflammation of the liver is also, there are so many things supplementally that are important. Fish oil is very important to modulate the inflammatory process in the body. So many people suffer from too much inflammation in their body. So the primary thing that you could do certainly is look at a liver product or some sort of milk thistle product, but also fish oil, things that help to modulate the inflammatory response would also be important. But as Melody said, the liver, very, very important organ in the body, something we all need to be taking care of. I take Liver Health every day. I've been taking it probably, well, since I had that alpha lipoic acid incident with Dr. Stengler, I take it morning and I take it at night also just to support liver function as I age. So it's something that we should all be thinking about.
Years ago, I actually went to go donate blood. I got from the American Red Cross, I got a letter back and it said, "I'm sorry, but we can't accept your blood."
Oh,
and I was like, I wonder why. So it said that at some point I had been exposed to Hep C, but wow, that my body had fought it off. And I thought back, I'm like, how on earth could I have been exposed to Hep C? And, you know, there's many different ways. And I realized there was, and this is just something I'm putting out there as a warning to anybody who gets piercings or anything like that. I had gotten a piercing years ago that had gotten infected after I had gotten it. And I thought better, you know, Because I'm very particular about sterilization because I'm an esthetician, and I thought everything was in line with this place that I went, but then the piercing got infected afterwards, and wow, I thought, yeah, I probably should not have gone to that place. I just thought, I'm like, okay, they've got the clave, they're unwrapping it, but there was just something not quite right there. So just something as simple as that, even if you're living like a really clean lifestyle, something as simple as that can expose you to something like that.
We live in an environment where, you know, we live in sort of a global community now. We have a lot of, you know, a lot of travel, a lot of people from foreign countries, and there are a lot of third world countries, and we need to be thoughtful about hygiene and like piercings, whatever, if that's what you're inclined to do. But just wherever you go, anything you're putting in through your skin, piercing your skin, you want to be careful. I want to mention too on liver health, if you're on prescription meds, prescription medications, years ago, I got my first PDR, my physician's desk reference, and it just has every single drug under the sun, everyone you can think of is in there, and has all what it's, you know, indications, contraindications, side effects, toxic things, all that information. I just found it so interesting. Every single prescription med has liver toxicity as one of its side effects. And why is that? That is because all prescription meds, the body views them as a foreign substance because it's not a natural molecule. You cannot patent natural molecules. So when you take prescription meds, you're getting something that the body views as kind of a foreign agent that has to be detoxified through the liver. So every time you take that prescription med, you're putting stress on your liver. So supporting liver function is crucial. And I would guess when you go to the doctor and he says, "Here's your prescription med, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so," he doesn't say, "Oh, by the way, you should make sure you take some European milk thistle extract with that or a liver product to support your liver." That is what he should be telling you, because there it is. If you guys ever want to, are so inclined, you want to go buy a PDR, physician's desk reference, or you want to go online, look that up, you'll find every single med has liver toxicity as a side effect. So that's a big deal.
Major.
And that's one of the reasons that I'm just not a big fan. I tell people, look, some people you need to go on prescription meds. I get it. I said, but I would exhaust every other possibility before I go down that road. Because typically when you go to a medical doctor and you say, "How long am I going to have to be on this?" the typical response is, "For the rest of your life." You know, and with cholesterol or blood pressure, things like that. Not every prescription med, but a lot of them, I've heard it from enough of my friends. I'm basing that comment on personal experience talking to people that are on prescription meds, that they said they have to be on it for the rest of their life. And when this does this have long-term effects? Yes, it does. And it's kind of a risk-benefit calculation. It's like, well, there's liver toxicity, but if you don't do it, you could die. So it's the lesser of the two evils or whatever. So just be thoughtful when you're using these things. We want to support our body's natural functions. That's why Melody, myself, Dr. Stengler, and all the people we work with, they're interested in focusing on natural health first and going down the allopathic road if they have to. We are out of time for segment two, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment three, and we'll be getting into all the products, the specifics of them, and why you should consider taking these products. We'll be right back.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you're just tuning in, we are delivering.
Delivering. That's very good.
A phenomenal show, we hope you agree, on liver support. And it's so important.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Melody, have I ever told you, you're like a phenom. You're
just phenom. Yeah. Phenom. Yes, we're phenoms over here. You know, the liver affects so many different areas of your body. It's like it provides the major pathways of detoxification. So this is a show really for anybody. And if you missed any part of it, please go check out the archives at cohradio.com. With that, Rick, we've got some products to talk about.
Yes, we do. First off, liver health. Got to support that liver. That's very, very important. And as we age, all of our organs are becoming less efficient as we age. As my father-in-law used to say, this life isn't a game we win in the sense that we live forever. It's a game of minimizing our losses. So how do we do that? We do that by supporting the organs in our body. And certainly the liver isn't the only organ. You know, we have a heart, we have our kidneys, we've got our gastrointestinal tract. We've got all kinds of organs that we have to support. But the liver for detoxification, really crucial. And you want to think of how do we get rid of those toxins that we're consuming through air, through water, through food, through medicines we take. So liver health, very, very important. Now, why is our liver health different than other liver products out there? Well, first and foremost, because we use European milk thistle extract. And like all of our products, we use therapeutic dosages with clinical results. But yes, it's important. A lot of companies will put fairy dusting amounts of these expensive raw materials because they don't want to give you what has been indicated in the research. We are giving you 250 milligrams of European milk thistle extract per serving. That's an 80% silymarin product. Now, so much of the milk thistle that's available out there, and the reason I know this is because we are a contract manufacturer. We run products for other companies. Much of it that's out there comes from China, and they are not following anywhere near the strict extraction methodologies that the Europeans have outlined. Beyond that, the research, the original research that was done on milk thistle and many of the other European extracts originated in Europe based upon those same standards. There are six isomers that are supposed to be found in any milk thistle extract. Those six isomers are silybinin A, silybinin B, isosilybinin A, isosilybinin B, silycristin, and silydinin. And yes, there will be a quiz at the end of the radio show. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm just telling you that because as a contract manufacturer, I can tell you that those specifications, when you get milk thistle from other companies that are not from Europe, they don't have those specifications on the certificate of analysis, and those need to be present for it to qualify and be the same material that you're getting out of Europe. So really, it's just very important. And this material costs about three times more than standard milk thistle from China. We also have our alpha-lipoic acid in there. Alpha-lipoic, as I said earlier, it's important to support liver function, but you don't want to go too far. So we have 50 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid. And then there's many other things in this product that help, which Melody's going to talk about.
You know, I love these products where I call them like kitchen sink products, because it's like we're throwing everything at you, but you're getting therapeutic servings of each of these ingredients and in superior forms. And one of my favorite nutrients that's in here that is in also several other formulas that we make, where having the body have to deal, you know, where the body has to tackle inflammatory response, is Mareva. And Mareva is a specialized turmeric root extract. It is standardized on curcuminoids. Now, oftentimes when people take turmeric, what they may not realize is that turmeric left alone is not very well absorbed by the body. It really needs to be combined with a fat. And the terminology that the makers of Mareva use is they say it is embedded in a lipid matrix, but it's actually been clinically proven to be 29 times more absorbable than standard turmeric. What that fat, that lipid binding does is it shuttles it into the body, whereas with standard turmeric, when it's not combined with any sort of fat, a lot of it can get destroyed in the gut. So you don't get all of those lovely benefits that are built into turmeric.
It's like the tracks, that shuttle, the tracks, there's a big gap in the middle. And
exactly.
So it doesn't,
mind
doesn't
the gap. It does not mind the gap. It just falls straight in.
Goes off the track. So you got to get all the way into the bloodstream. So very important. Then we also have some green tea extract. There's a study that Mark talked about in his book, which I can't recall the exact study, but it talked about catechins. And the green tea extract standardized on EGCG, which are catechins, 45%. That's very important. You can get a lot of different types of extracts. You want that standardized extract with the green tea extract. Then we have the
N-acetylcysteine.
Yes, thank you, Melody.
NAC.
NAC. I'm just going to call it NAC. There you go.
Knack. You've got a knack for saying N-acetylcysteine.
And it protects the liver from acetaminophen toxicity. People that take a lot of aspirin or acute liver failure, then taurine, which helps to deal with people that might have liver disease. Anyway, we want to be careful talking about disease things, but you just want to support and protect the liver, which is really important. And then there's an artichoke extract in here, which is also
one of my favorite foods.
I'm just going to let you talk about artichoke extract since you love it so much.
I love artichokes, and I will tell you just as a side note that I lived for a short period of time up in Watsonville, which they call themselves the artichoke capital.
Wow.
So I used to drive through and see all of those artichoke fields. But artichokes have been one of my favorite foods since I was a kid. So it's nice to know that they've been supporting my liver health as well.
There you go.
So we include it in a clinical dose of 250 milligrams to support the biliary system. It naturally provides antioxidant, liver protective, bile enhancing, lipid lowering benefits, and it promotes the bile flow with the 5% Cinnarin that it's standardized to. And that's very beneficial to the health of your liver. So the bile, again, that your liver produces helps to remove dangerous toxins and digest fats. So artichokes also naturally contain silymarin. And you know, it's important to note when we're talking about bile, the liver actually manufactures about a quart a day of bile to meet our digestive requirements. And it's really essential for detoxification. So if any of you out there love artichokes the way that I do, keep on eating them because they're good for your liver.
There you go. And the bile, incidentally, just as a sideline, some people have had their gallbladders removed. That's always not the best thing if you can avoid that. But the gallbladder is the storage place for all the bile. And so if you've had your gallbladder removed, you might find when you eat fatty foods, fried foods, things like that, you don't handle them well because the bile is designed to break down those fats in the colon as it secretes that bile when the fatty foods are coming through. But if you don't have a storage place, the liver can give you some bile as they're passing through. But what you need is you really need that storage house. So please try and keep that gallbladder at all costs. Very, very important if you can. So anyway, but if you've had it removed, just be careful with those fatty foods because the liver just can't give you enough and in that short period of time while it's in the colon. But we also want to talk about another product, our milk thistle. We already mentioned all about the psyllium and milk thistle, but we do have an individual milk thistle extract. This is something that if you're just looking for just milk thistle, we want to have that too. I take the Liver Health product because, as Melody said, it's a kitchen sink product, but certainly we have the individual milk thistle. And then we have a little bit of time. I think we should talk about the glutathione before we're out of time for segment three. So, Melody, you want to talk about that?
Yes. Well, glutathione, it's considered the master antioxidant. It's a polypeptide, so it's made up of three different amino acids, L-glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid. Now, oftentimes, you know, Dr. Singler actually told us that before Cetria glutathione came on to the market, it's a very specialized form of L-glutathione, that he would only administer glutathione to his patients via injection, because traditional oral glutathions were not well absorbed. They were not, you know, showing via the tests that blood serum levels of glutathione were being raised. So Cetria L-glutathione has been clinically proven to increase the glutathione levels in the blood. It is extremely liver protective, and it plays a really important role in breaking down and removing environmental toxins and cellular waste and excess hormones. And it's also been shown to be supportive of the liver when the liver is tackling trying to break down excess chemo drugs. Now, if you are somebody who is dealing with chronic illness and you're on various medications and those things are building up an excess in your body, this is something that might be helpful for helping to break those down when you're done with your treatment and try to eliminate any excess from your system.
So yeah, some of those very, very strong medications, there are some things that have been shown that can be helpful, and glutathione is certainly one of those. And I do want to explain, glutathione being a polypeptide, most amino acids like a taurine in our liver health, for example, that's just a free form amino acid. It's just taurine. Glutathione is unique that it is three amino acids, like Melody said, bonded together, which form glutathione. So what happens in historically, when you buy glutathione that's not the Cetria glutathione, often it appears that those amino acids are broken down in the stomach acid. So what you get in your bloodstream is you get glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid instead of getting glutathione, which isn't really helpful. So you need to make sure the glutathione is being transported or shuttled into the bloodstream as glutathione. And so that's something, it's not what you consume that matters, it's what you get into your bloodstream. The Mareva is the same way. There's so many things that you say, well, I'm taking it. It's like, yeah, but it's not getting into the bloodstream as it was when you took it orally. So it's very important that you have the right forms of these materials so they get into the bloodstream as they're supposed to be, so they can truly help you. Anyway, we are out of time for segment three. Time is flying today, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment four. We have one more product to talk about. And just as a teaser, this week on the products we're talking about, you are going to get an additional 45% off with supplements.one. So check it out when you come back, and we'll give you the code so you can get these products basically at wholesale.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. For those of you just joining us, we are delivering a show on liver health this week.
Yes, we are.
And if you've missed any part of this week's show, I highly recommend everybody tune into this because the liver is essential. Healthy liver function is essential for all of us.
Yes, it is.
So you can go to cohradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can listen to our archives. But, you know, we have got such a good deal for you going on this week for all of our listeners. When you go to our web affiliate, supplements.one, that's supplements.one, and you type in the word cartoon this week, you're going to save an additional 45% off on liver health, Cetria L-glutathione, European milk thistle extract, Super Cleanse, which Rick is about to talk to you, and during the break we talked about it, we're going to throw in Mariva as well. So that's an additional 45% off of their already 10% off discounts. Before we explain to people why we chose cartoon, I think that you are just so passionate about Super Cleanse that you're just the right man to share this with everybody.
There's a lot of jokes that fly around in my home here at the office because I was a chronically constipated child. I was not healthy. I used to take something called Senecot at night. It was just not good. And when I got into health food in 1983, that changed my, it was like the light bulb going on, just changed my life. And I will tell you, Super Cleanse is a byproduct of my past. What really changed my life was there used to be a cleanse program when I worked for a company called Mrs. Gooch's back in the 80s. And they had this company, Herba Prima. And no, I don't get paid from Herba Prima, but they had this cleanse program. They had psyllium and a like Metamucil in a big canister, and they had some tablet and something else. I can't remember. But the psyllium is what changed my life. And that was, and I used to just mix it in a cup. And for those of you that have taken psyllium, it gets very gelatinous very quickly. So you have to suck it down very quickly. But it just it just really changed my life. And so this product is sort of with Dr. Stenger's help is far superior to just psyllium by itself. But Super Cleanse is something that I take in the morning, I take at night. It's just augmenting the fiber intake. You know, some people are concerned about laxatives or they habit forming like Cascara Sagrada, things like that. And this product has nothing in it that's habit forming. All you're doing is augmenting your fiber intake. Then there's some other things that support good eliminatory digestion and, you know, just and basic elimination. So you can take up to 2 capsules per meal each day. You could take 6 capsules a day if you really had a severe problem. You would just want to make sure you consume enough water because psyllium, as I said, it absorbs quite a bit of its natural weight in water. But just a tremendous product. So anyway, so we do have the psyllium husk powder in here. That's very important. Then glucomannan. Psyllium husk powder is a non-soluble fiber. Then glucomannan or konjac root is a soluble fiber. It's very important. It's been helpful for different things in the bowels, I think, for managing cholesterol a little bit. It's like kind of like the oat bran. Then we have our Trifala extract. That's a thing that is better than Cascara Sagrada. Cascara Sagrada, it does help you eliminate, but it can be harsh in the gut and give you sort of I'm just cramping issues. The Trifala, there's a human clinical trial that Dr. Singer gave us, really, really helpful with having healthy, full bowel movements. Just really great product. Then, of course, we have some milk thistle supporting just the elimination, and the liver certainly is part of that. And then we have our probiotics in here, our raw probiotic blend in a therapeutic dosage. So great product. We also have a proprietary blend in here that just is for support in the product. This is something you should seriously consider if you have any bowel issues at all. And I just would take it as you age. It's just a good thing to take, period.
This is like Rick's favorite product.
It is.
Because anybody who has any sort of elimination issues, Rick will have a full-on conversation with you about it. No shame in his game. And it's actually a good thing because it's something that people don't tend to talk about. But almost everybody at one point or another will suffer from constipation. And then the other issue is, too, is if you get on certain medications like pain medications, Vicodin, things like that, you get oral surgery. Those kind of things can constipate you severely. So, you know, it's an issue that affects all of us. But we all tease Rick because he's very open about it. And it's actually very helpful that he is.
I've done this for years. My aunt, who's passed away now, one Thanksgiving, we're sitting there talking. It usually happens at the dinner table because when you're eating, that's a natural time to talk about eliminating. So we're sitting there at the Thanksgiving table, Matt and I, we're just enthralled talking about bowel health and all the different and pretty soon, I remember my aunt joked, she said, pretty soon the whole family's quiet and it's just she and I talking about colon health. So anyway, but I'm very passionate about this subject, but it changed my life. So anyway,
well,
with that
elimination, I mean, you're getting all the garbage out. You're keeping your body healthy. You have to detoxify. So it is essential.
Yes, it's elimination is just as important as what you consume. What do we have this week, Mel, for our getting to know you?
So once again, the code is CARTOON, and it applies to liver health, glutathione, milk thistle, super cleanse, and Mariva at supplements.one. Rick, what were some of your favorite childhood cartoons?
Oh, I have a few. Speed Racer. I'm 53 years old. So anyway, Speed Racer. Here he comes. Here comes Speed. You know, that was just a, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Speed Racer, that was, and there was, I had to go back and remember. I was telling my girls when I was coming up with YouTube videos. They go, oh, yes, there was Spritel and Trixie, his girlfriend, and Gramps or something. Anyway, that was one. I liked Felix the Cat. I can mm-hmm. do the whole tune. Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever you get in a fix, he reaches in his bag of tricks. Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. He laughs so much, your heart'll lick. Your heart'll go pitter-pat watching Felix the wonderful cat. Anyway, so I'll just pick those two. There were many others, but those are two.
Oh,
what about
I love
you,
that. I love that. I remember Felix the Cat. I used to watch all sorts of cartoons, but I think the ones that I went running for was Jem. I am not in good voice this week, but Jem was like she was Jerrica during the day. She was a philanthropist during the day, and then she was a rock star because her little computer system would convert her into a rock star, and it was Jem and the holograms versus the misfits, and they were the bad girls. And so it was Jem and then Thundercats, Thunder, Thunder, Thundercats, ho! And then they'd all come running out. I loved the Thundercats. I loved Jem. I loved She-Ra. So, you know, She-Ra was He-Man's sister. So those were probably my favorites. But, and it's funny because I have to tell you, they are doing all these reboots on these old cartoons now. So my kids have watched an entire season of the reboot of She-Ra. It's like,
wow.
And on Netflix, and it was done really well.
You know, I haven't seen any reboots of Felix Cat or Speed Racer, or there was one other one.
There was a Speed Racer reboot, but it's been a number of years. I haven't, but oh, Scooby-Doo, too. They did like live action Scooby-Doo movies. And
what about, I had another, Tennessee Tuxedo. Yeah, CCC, it's Tennessee. There was, his voice was done by Don Adams, who played Maxwell Smart on Get Smart. So, yeah, so he was always trying to escape from the zoo. So Tennessee Tuxedo.
Oh, Yogi Bear. What about Yogi?
Oh,
did you watch Yogi?
Oh, yes.
Hello, boo boo.
And Mr. Andrew said, he said, you have not one crumb of evidence, as he took the crumb off that Ranger's coat.
There's all sorts of great cartoons. We had a lot of fun just sitting here and reminiscing. So again, the code CARTOON will get you another 45% off of the already 10% discounted price on supplements.one on liver health, L-glutathione, milk thistle extract, super cleanse, and Mariva. So we hope that we delivered.
Yes, we did. Queen of pun.
Queen
there
of
she
the
is.
Pun.
So now these products, that's actually probably below wholesale a little bit. So please pick up these products at this discount while you can. Thanks again for joining us at Crossroads Health, and join us again next week for another episode of Crossroads Health.